I am. Good morning.
So what are we going to go see? What's the deal?
Well, let's start with the big one, and that is Thor, The Dark World, with Thor, once again, played by Chris Hemsworth, or as my mom insists on calling him, Brad Pitt.
Right.
We're going to call him Roydy Brad Pitt.
Roydy, okay.
Do that. Roydy.
Yeah.
New name. Hey, I'm Roydy.
I got that. I see what she's saying.
There are a lot of, just to set the scene for you, a lot of fanboys in my screening, as there will be.
Yes.
And they were cheering for everything. Like the Marvel logo, they go crazy.
Yeah.
First time you see Loki, they lose their minds. The dragon, there's a dragon.
Right.
Yay, whatever, a monster, I don't know. I get it. I'm saying maybe,
right,
we take a short break from the comic book movies and revisit some other books from childhood, like maybe Sweet Valley High, or Are You There, Good as Me, Margaret?
Yeah,
Are You There, God as Me, Margaret? Would that be great?
Sure.
For me? Natalie Portman does her concerned I'm about to cry face. But I will say the effects are pretty cool. At one point, though, I asked myself, do I really care about space elves?
Ah, yeah.
The answer was no.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, it was no.
Wow, okay.
I wanted to love this. I did not love it. I want to say for, like, a little disclaimer, though, and I don't normally put this in there.
Yes.
But I was really not feeling well when I went to the screening. Like, I just had a headache, like a migraine. I was not having a good day.
So you got to be in the right frame
of
mind.
So I'm telling you, maybe it's better than I appreciated it. Yeah. I will say I did appreciate its campiness.
Right, yeah.
So it's not an F or anything, but for me, I got to go C minus. I will say stay through the credits. It's, you know, it's Marvel, so you want to stay to the end if you're into it.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Didn't love it, though. Also opening is About Time from writer-director of Love Actually.
Yes.
And Notting Hill. Simple premise, which is a cute English guy and all the males in his family can go back in time.
Oh.
Here's the thing, though, and I think you'll understand this. Everything the nerdy English guy says is adorable because of the English accent.
Right.
He's, I'm in a time travel loop, and I melt. But, like, if my Latvian great-grandmother said these things, it wouldn't work.
Right.
It brings me to Rachel McAdams, who plays the American love interest. First of all, she says things like, you like me even though I'm mousy.
Yeah.
How is she mousy?
Right.
I'm mousy.
Yeah.
She's Rachel McAdams.
Right.
She's really annoying. She's so miscast and annoying. Sweet movie, though. It doesn't make much sense. It's very sappy. And although it's very forgettable, it had some lovely moments, especially, and I think I'm saying this right, Bill Nighy?
Yeah.
Not Bill Nighy, the science guy, but, you know.
Yes, yes.
He plays the dad, and he's great. So for that, I'm bumping it up to a C++. It's not fantastic, but maybe it's like a nice way to spend an hour.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I didn't love it. It's not a great movie. I will say, just because they were kind of average this week, out on DVD just in the last couple weeks is one of my favorites of the year called The Way, Way Back.
Okay.
Which I don't think we talked about. Steve Carell kind of plays a jerk in this one.
Okay.
But it's a coming-of-age story, kind of about a boy meets meatballs, honestly.
Okay.
And it's really good. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.